from NPR Music. This is From Alt Latino with Love. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
It's Valentine's Day, and we're going to get nerdy over the love song.
Not just any love songs. We're going to explore a couple of different styles of love songs that are popular in Latin music.
Now, for this show, we've gathered five of the top names in Latin alternative music, and we asked them to think about love and the music used to express that emotion.
And we're also going to share some stories of our own. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to a lot of good music. Me amo
This is From Alt Latino with Love, an alternative look at the love song in Latin music. Love songs are tricky things because it's easy to be cheesy.
I think that's the name of your new smooth jazz band.
Could be. But by that I mean unimaginative, cliche, and trite.
But love, as an honest sentiment, is timeless. And you have musicians, many musicians, who have created timeless classics by combining really great music, passion, and amazing lyrics.
And we're going to start this show with one of those timeless classics. And I brought in one of my favorites. It's called Sabor a Mí, and it's by Trio Los Panchos.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por siempre llevarás sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueño,
no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad, de mi vida doy lo bueno,
soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar.
Pasarán más de mil años, muchos más, yo no sé si tenga amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Another love song that is always at every Latin party is Amor de Mis Amores.
Ay, vida mía.
The greatest love of all my loves, I guess is how you would translate it. The full name is May No One Know How Much I Suffer. Little upbeat ditty. No, but it really is, though. My favorite version is by La Sonora Dinamita, and they're doing kind of a cumbia version of this great love song.
No te asombres si te digo lo que fuiste. Un ingrato con mi pobre corazón. Porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor. Y pensar que te
like we
up more music, more stories with love from Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and this is From Alt Latino with Love.
We do a weekly podcast called Alt Latino. It's on NPR Music, and you can find it at npr.org/altlatino. And the last time we tried to do a Valentine's Day show, it was one of our first shows. And the night before, I broke up with my boyfriend.
And I think we ended up calling the show Valentine's Schmelentine.
Because I was so grumpy.
You brought in all these songs that just had nothing to do with love.
And I was like, here's another song about love, which doesn't exist.
This is our chance to make up for that.
We are going full force, non-cheesy, for real this time. Valentine's Day.
We're going to feature 5 Latin alternative artists who brought in their favorite love songs, their favorite love stories, and we're even going to throw in a couple of stories of our own and a couple of songs.
Un poco más y a lo mejor nos comprendemos luego. Un poco más que traigo aromas de cariño nuevo. Volvamos al camino del amor. No importa lo que tenga que olvidar.
What we're hearing right now is Un Poco Más by Lila Downs, and she told us a little bit about why she chose to sing a bolero.
This song, it conveys this kind of intimacy that only a bolero can give you. And I also think harmonically, the chords, the places that it takes you to, is kind of like the jazz standard, that it is sophisticated in its different layers.
Mis cansados brazos, al fin que ya te di, mi cariño, mi fe y mi vida entera. Y si no te los llevas, ¿qué me importa? Que se queden afuera. Gozas mi agonía. Si la noche se espera todo el día, espera tú también.
I guess we can't start a show about Latin romance without a bolero, because bolero is really the most romantic form of Latin American music there is.
And it's also the one form that's universally loved and accepted across cultures and countries.
As we started doing Alt Latino, something that really surprised me is you would bring in these boleros you grow up with as a Mexican American. And these were boleros that my grandmother in Argentina used to sing while she was cooking. It's really the lingua franca of love.
It's very good. That's exactly right.
Más será un alivio para tus fracasos. Y si te vas, llévate al menos mis cansados brazos. Al fin que ya te di mi cariño, mi fe y mi vida en. Y si no te los llevas, ¿qué me importa? Que se queden afuera. ¿Por qué te vas, mi bien? Tan deprisa no gozas mi agonía. Si la noche se espera todo el día. También.
Downs reinterpreting one of my favorite boleros, the classic Paloma Negra, which means black dove. And it's this very heart-wrenching song about a lover that keeps betraying someone.
Ya me canso de llorar y no amanece. Ya no sé si maldecirte o por ti rezar. Tengo miedo de buscarte y de encontrarte. ¿Dónde me aseguran tus amigos que te vas?
Hay momentos en que quisiera mejor rajarme.
Sacrifice type of song. The lyric says, you know, I want to forget you and it's already morning and you still haven't appeared. The lyric doesn't say my heart is broken, but you know that this character takes the place of a dove, you know, and you're singing it as if you were the dove. And it's kind of about losing yourself because you identify maybe with another being that is alive because you are so desperate.
Songwriter who knows his way around a good love song is Jorge Drexler. He won an Academy Award in 2004 for his song El Otro Lado del Río, which is from the film The Motorcycle Diaries.
Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. sacudiendo poco a poco al frío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Rema, rema, rema. En esta orilla del mundo, lo que no expresa es baldío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Yo muy serio voy remando, muy adentro sonrío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Sobre todo creo que no todo está perdido. Tanta lágrima y yo soy un vaso vacío. Oigo una voz que me llama, casi un suspiro. Rema, rema, rema. Rema, rema, rema. Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
Drexler is from Uruguay, and he writes in Spanish, but he had a very surprising choice for his favorite love song.
Neil Young's voice is a highly emotional voice, highly fragile and highly emotional. It's just, he opens his voice and you start feeling immediately. He's very emotional when he sings.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
The song evolves in a very slow way with very little chords.
We know where the music's playing. Let's go out and feel the night.
And goes to a beautiful chord in the chorus that I love, and goes to that sequence 2-5-1.
Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you. I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
Something Jorge Drexler was telling us was about what it's like to express these very deep feelings as a bilingual artist. The other day I was reading this Romanian poet, Paul Celan, and he was saying, you can only be honest in your mother tongue. And I've always wondered, what does that mean for people who are fully bilingual, like Drexler?
I do speak English and I do enjoy songs in English, and it would be so sad to deny yourself that possibility. There's such an amazing amount of poets and writers and songwriters in English, that it would be a huge loss not to feel them. I already have the giant loss of not speaking Chinese and Japanese, and missing the Japanese versions of Basho poems, the haikus, and so I do speak English, and I love English language, and I specifically love Neil Young.
Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you, on this harvest moon.
So a lot of the best Felix Contreras stories can't be told on air. But one of my favorite stories is about a date you went on, and it involves the Rolling Stones.
It was 1978, and the Rolling Stones were going to be on Saturday Night Live. And in the middle of this date, I realized that I was going to miss it if I stayed on this date at the movies.
So this wasn't an amazing, enthralling date.
It was probably the first time we went out, and the last time, because I tried to make an excuse that I had to leave the date for some reason, but then I just told her, listen, I want to go home and see the Rolling Stones, because it was obviously way before DVRs and VCRs, etc.
So what did she say?
I think she just gave an eye roll, and I don't remember ever hearing from her again.
Well, maybe, you know, if you're listening out there, and you were stood up by Felix Contreras in favor of the Rolling Stones,
I'm sorry.
Well, Jorge Drexler also has a story about a love that did not end very well.
One of the very first songs I wrote was a love song. I actually never recorded that one. I was 16. I wrote it as you usually do, as a gift to a girl. And it actually didn't work very well. But I had the intention. They usually don't work as good as we think they will.
Beyond your love failures, Felix, things didn't end up well for you, because you married the woman of your dreams. And I understand it was a very musical wedding.
We had a mariachi perform at our wedding. And during the ceremony, the mariachi broke down into a trio, which is like a very traditional in Latin America and in different parts of the U.S. And they performed a song during the ceremony, a very popular and classic bolero called Solamente Una Vez. And the lyrics are, I've only fallen in love, really fallen in love once. And that's true. I've fallen in love with Barbara.
Aww.
Solamente una vez amé la vida, solamente una vez y nada más, una vez nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza. La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez nada más se entrega el alma con la dulce y total renunciación. Y cuando ese milagro realiza el prodigio de amarse, hay campanas de fiesta que cantan en el corazón. Esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez nada más se entrega el alma con la dulce y total renunciación. Y cuando es
milagro realiza el prodigio de amarse. Hay campanas de fiesta que cantan en el corazón.
That was the very popular and classic Trio Los Panchos. This is From All Latino with Love. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. You can hear all the songs we're playing on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
We're going to take a little break and come back with more love songs.
We'll be right back.
We've heard so far about romantic love, but this show will feature songs about other kinds of love. And coming up next is a song by the band Café Tacuba. But Jasmine, you interviewed the lead singer, Rubén Albarrán, and he told you about a different kind of love.
Y a partir de eso puedo aceptar y puedo amar a los demás.
What he's saying is the importance of finding love of oneself, of finding self-esteem, and kind of critiquing this pop culture that is obsessed with romantic love and almost sees love as a commodity, you know, as something that you purchase and that you acquire through fancy cars and nice clothing. And that at the end of the day, it's very important to be okay with yourself and love yourself.
Si mi cara está arrugada y mis manos empolvadas, no ha de ser cosa muy rara. Si mi cara está arrugada, espera.
And this is the first single off of Café Tacuba's brand new album, De Este Lado del Camino. And the chorus line of that song says, I love myself, I finally love myself.
Me amo.
Love is love of country, of your culture. And that's something that I think, I don't know, I hear a lot of people saying, I didn't realize how much I loved my culture until I went away.
You know, Jasmine, vocalist Lila Downs just won a Grammy for her album Pecados y Milagros, and it is, in fact, a love song to her country.
With this last album, we sang some rancheras that I hadn't sung in a while, and I felt like I was singing to my country. I had a broken heart for my country. And that's a whole other set of emotions.
Dicen que por las noches no más se liba en puro llorar. Dicen que no dormía, no más se liba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufrió por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Coco, rococó, cantaba. Coco, rococó. Y mía. Ay, 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 ay.
Sola con sus puertitas de par en par. Juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía la espera a que regrese la desdichada. Coco, rococó.
With that, I I think that the first time I got my heart broken, it was by my country.
Really?
Yeah, when I had to leave Argentina in 2002 because of the economic collapse. And I really felt my heart had been crushed, and it felt like a breakup. I remember the day before I came to the U.S., and I remember just looking at all my family and my friends and my neighborhood and just thinking, I don't want us to break up. So the love song that I brought is El Día Que Me Quieras. It's a very famous song. It's had many reincarnations. It's a classic. And this is by Argentine tango legend Carlos Gardel. And it means the day you love me.
Acaricia mi el sueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Como ríe la vida si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el arpado de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar. Ella quieta mi herida, todo, todo se olvida. El día que me quiera, la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color. Y al viento las carpanas dirán que ella es mía. Y loca la portada se cortará de su amor. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verán que eres mi corazón.
El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa, rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quiera endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor.
La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verán que eres mi corazuelo.
It's all about that love and that beautiful heartache. It's making beautiful out of something that's very painful. And he says that in order to really understand tango, you have to have lived a little and suffered a little bit. This is Gustavo Santaolalla from Argentina. He's won 2 Academy Awards for his songs and multiple Grammys, many Latin Grammys. Here's his take on understanding tango.
I always felt that it's so strange and weird and ridiculous when you see like a 10-year-old boy singing a tango, you know? You need to have lived some life to be able to say those words, you know? Although, you know, there are some beautiful, you know, kids love songs too, but I think, you know, you need a little bit of road in your life to be able to tap into the complexity of and the simpleness of love.
Gustavo Santaolalla was really a pioneer in Latin rock, and he's produced some of the biggest bands. He still produces some major acts out of Latin America. When he was producing Maldita Vecindad in Mexico, he started getting very nostalgic for his family, and he wrote this song, Un Poquito de Tu Amor, A Little Bit of Your Love.
Me pinto caras, juego al león. Tu esencia me da. Si no hay una dosis más.
Here's Gustavo Santaolalla.
I remember I was in Mexico. I think I was working with Maldita. And I just was thinking about my loved ones and thinking about, you know, the things that we do for, you know, a little bit of love, you know.
Basically, he's talking about all the things that you do for love. You know, he's saying, I paint my face, I pretend I'm a lion, I show my wounds, I raise my voice. Abstinence syndrome is what your absence gives me if there is not a little bit of your love.
You know, the way he recites the lyrics gives me insight into how he writes. And writing love songs is one of the hardest things you can do.
Have you ever written a love song?
I have never written a love song. I've never written a love poem. I've written love letters.
It's funny that you say it's one of the hardest things you can do, because when I think about it, there's so many love songs out there, and a lot of them are not very good. You know what's funny? One of my favorite lyricists right now is Chilean rapper Ana Tijoux, and I think she's such an important and intelligent lyricist, yet she doesn't have a lot of straight up love, romantic love songs.
When she was on our show recently, she talked about her influences and includes lots of American R&B, but also a lot of jazz.
Which is kind of a language without words.
Exactly.
Sometimes love songs doesn't have to be with lyrics either. Sometimes it's only about like melodies and harmonies, and it can be an amazing song of Charlie Parker. For me, it's a love song, and for the people, it's not a love song, which is a popular love song. And for me, like automatically, like open that door of to be a love song, no?
And the album Charlie Parker with Strings is one of those records that really drives that point home. This is April in Paris. Thank you. one of Ana Tijoux's favorite love songs with lyrics, Stevie Wonder's Ribbon in the Sky.
I think that it's super complicated to make a love song, like, in a way that you can touch people. I think I tried to make it some love songs, but I think I didn't arrive to that point of saying, like, yes, this is a good love song, where I even can be, I reflect myself. I think I didn't make it yet.
Oh, so long for this night. That a star would guide you my way to share with me this special day. Well, ribbons in the sky for our love. If allowed, may I touch your hand and if please. So that you too will understand, there's a ribbon in the sky for our love.
Jasmine, you were recently in Puerto Rico and you had a chance to talk to Puerto Rican icon, hip-hop artist Tego Calderon, and he told you why he doesn't like love songs.
I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I really don't. And I don't like love songs either.
He doesn't like love songs, but he did write, I guess, kind of a love song on his most recent mixtape, El Origen, El Gallo del País. And if you think writing a love song is hard, try writing, a song apologizing for cheating on your wife and getting caught.
Jasmine, this song is called Sin Usted. And what exactly is he saying in the song?
Well, sin usted means without you. And what he's saying is, you know, if it helps you get over it, you can cheat on me too. And I will be the butler to the man that you cheat on me with. But I'm not leaving this house because I love you so much.
I guess that's a form of a love song.
It is. It's kind of like the anti-love love song.
That mixtape to my wife is crazy because I'm being honest. I got caught being unfaithful and I'm telling her all men do that. I'm very honest.
I understand that he also had a companion song that probably complements the song about cheating on his wife.
Yes, one of his favorite songs is Three Little Birds, which I guess I didn't know that was the title of that Bob Marley song. I thought it was Every Little Thing Is Gonna Be Alright.
Which makes sense after you've cheated on your wife.
Morning, smile with the rising sun.
We started the show with some classic boleros, and for my money, the new form of bolero is epitomized by a singer named Carla Morrison from Mexico.
Absolutely. I think she is carrying the torch of Latin American romantic songs, one of my favorite new musicians.
Quiero compartir mi silla contigo. Quiero ver salir el sol y despedirlo. Quiero caminar y correr a tu ladito. Quiero buscar y encontrarme a solas contigo. Quiero dormir y soñar caricias contigo. Quiero reír y llorar con tus ojitos. Quiero compartir mis secretos y mis suspiros. Quiero aprender a entender al mundo contigo. Pero hay una cosa.
This is a song, Compartir, which has one of my favorite lyrics. Me haces enloquecer, tú me enchinas la piel. You make me go crazy, you make my skin fill with goosebumps.
Porque me haces enloquecer, tú me enchinas la piel. Cada parte de tu ser es alimento a mi bien. Vuelvo a respirar y comienzo a temblar. Cada paso que das afirmas mi alma. Busco hundirme en tus ojos y en tus sentidos. Busco derramar mi querer por tus oídos. Busco rendir mi ser y volar con.
We've heard a lot about love, we've heard a lot about love songs, but I think record producer Gustavo Santaolalla really hit it on the head with his summation of just what the love song is all about.
At the end of the day, I mean, we're getting, you know, love is all you need, right? So I really think it's the most powerful force that keeps the universe united.
Jasmine, I think we made up for Valentine's Valentine from last year.
I didn't think we would be able to make up for that fiasco.
That was a hard one to follow, but I think after hearing from all the artists, after hearing from some lovely songs, I think we did get to the heart of Valentine's Day.
This was so much fun to do, and I want to invite listeners to join us once a week on our podcast. It's called Alt Latino, and you can find it on npr.org/altlatino.
And you can hear all the songs we play today in their entirety on that website.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
With Love from Alt Latino is a production of NPR Music. Anya Grundman is executive producer and director. Jessica Goldstein is supervising producer. Our in-studio producer is the lovely Soraya Mohammed. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you, mi amor.
Happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners.